Congresswoman Stabler.
I nominate for Chair of Commerce, Gaming, and Land, Alice Goodfellas.
Are there any other nominations for the position of Chair for Commerce, Gaming, and Land? Actually, let me back up. Let me back up. Let's do roll call. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee consists of Congresswoman Stabler, Congresswoman Pratt. Are you here? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Okay, now let's open the floor for nominations. Congresswoman Stabler.
Nominate Alice Goodfox for Chair of Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Congresswoman Goodfox has been nominated for Chair. Are there any other nominations? Congresswoman Lemon.
I move to cease nomination.
Motion's been made to cease nominations. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Congresswoman Goodfox, you are the Chair. I relinquish the position of Chair to you.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion for Vice Chair. Congresswoman.
No, go ahead.
Congresswoman Lemon, do you have a nomination?
I would like to nominate Congresswoman Pratt for Vice Chair.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move nominations cease and Congresswoman Pratt be declared Vice Chair by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Chair will entertain appropriations representative. Congresswoman Stabler.
I nominate Maria Whitehorn to the appropriations rep.
Second. Are we seconding or not? No,
we're not. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move that nomination cease and Congresswoman Whitehorn be placed on the Appropriations Committee by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor for adjournment say yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're adjourned.
Hey, our next committee will be culture. Whenever you're ready, Ms. Dawn. Okay. And the committee members for culture, I will call roll. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Maker. We have a quorum. I will open the floor for nominations for the position of Chair for the Culture Committee. Congresswoman Stabler.
Nominate Scott Big Horse.
Congressman Walker.
Move nomination cease and Congressman Big Horse be elected Chair by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed? Congressman Big Horse, I relinquish the position of Chair to you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Open up nominations for Vice Chair, Culture. Congresswoman Lemon.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Walker for Vice Chair.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Move that nomination cease.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Open up a nomination for appropriation for culture. Congresswoman Stabler.
And nominate Scott Big Horse.
Second.
Not required.
All those in favor?
Nominations have to
see. Is that for appropriations?
Appropriations.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that nominations cease and Congressman Big Horse be appointed to the Appropriations Committee by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn?
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are you ready tomorrow?
Okay, our next committee is going to be the Education Committee. I'd like to call us to order. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
I declare we have a quorum. At this time, I open the floor for nominations for the position of chair. Congresswoman Edwards.
I nominate Congressman Potts.
Oh, that's right.
Congressman Potts has been nominated for the position of chair. Are there any other nominations at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move nomination cease and Congressman Potts be declared chair by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Congressman Potts, I relinquish the position of chair to you.
Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion for vice chair of the Education Committee. Congressman Edwards.
I nominate Congressman Maker.
Nomination for vice chair of the Education Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move nomination cease and Congressman Maker be declared vice chair by acclamation.
Second.
Motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed? Seeing none, Congressman Maker is vice chair. Chair will entertain a motion for appropriations representative. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I nominate Shannon Edwards.
Second.
Nomination a second. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
There's no other nominations. I move nomination cease and Congresswoman Edwards be declared appropriations representative by acclamation.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay. Move to adjourn.
There's a motion and a second. We are adjourned.
The next committee will be the Government Operations Committee. I call this meeting to order. Congressman Maker, Congressman Big Horse,
here.
Congressman Walker,
here.
Congressman Tillman,
here.
Congressman Potts,
here.
Congresswoman Goodfox,
present.
We have a quorum. I now open the floor for nominations for the position of chair of the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate Congressman Big Horse.
Are there any other nominations for the position of chair of Government Operations? Congresswoman?
Nope.
Not on the committee.
Good try.
Seeing no other nominations for the position of chair, I declare Congressman Big Horse your chair by acclamation. Congressman Big Horse, I relinquish the chair to you.
Chair, it opened up. Nominations for vice chair. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate John Maker for vice chair.
Move that nomination cease.
Congressman Walker. That's what I was going to say. Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All of you aren't on this committee.
Okay, open up nominations for appropriation. Chair.
Oh.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Nominate Joe Tillman to represent us for appropriations.
Second.
Discussion. I'd like to decline.
I only nominated him because he said he wanted to do it earlier.
Well, that was before.
That was 5 minutes ago.
That was before.
Okay, I'll nominate R.J. Walker.
Second.
All those in favor?
Nomination doesn't require a second. Nomination doesn't require a second.
Move that the nomination cease. And that Congressman Walker be elected by acclamation to the Appropriations Committee.
All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
One, you got you.
Yes.
Okay, next will be Health and Social Services Committee. Call the Health and Social Services Committee to order. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
I open the floor for nominations for the position of chair of this committee. Congresswoman Lemon.
I nominate Congressman Archie Mason for chair.
Okay, Congressman Mason's been nominated for the position of chair. Are there any other nominations? Congresswoman Stabler.
Move that nomination cease.
Second.
And Congressman Mason be voted by acclamation.
Congressman Mason, you have been voted in as the chair of this committee, and I relinquish the position to you.
Okay, thank you. Chair would entertain a motion for vice chair to the Health and Social Services Committee. Ms. Lemon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I nominate Congressman Scott Big Horse to vice chair.
Any other nominations? Ms. Stabler?
Move that nomination cease.
Do I hear a second? Please continue.
And Congressman Big Horse be elected by acclamation.
Second.
I have a second. Those in favor of the nomination signify by saying yes.
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 Congratulations, Mr. Big Horse. You are the vice chair. Ms. Lemon.
I'm just going to nominate for the appropriations representation.
Nominations are open for appropriations representative.
You calm down over
just
here.
Just calm down.
Oh, I forgot who I was going to nominate. No. Congresswoman Paula Stabler.
Any other nominations? Hearing none. Ms. Lemon?
Nope.
No what?
I don't have anything to say.
I move the nomination cease for the appropriations representative and Paula Stabler be elected by acclamation.
Second.
We have a second. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ms. Stabler. You are the Appropriations representative from Health and Social Services.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have a second. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. I believe she is ready.
So we need to recess. We're going to go back into session.
Chair would entertain a motion.
Nope, we don't have to entertain.
We're going back into session. Reconvene.
Do we need to elect vice chair of appropriations, vice chair of congressional affairs?
I do that on the first.
First day.
First meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further motions and notices? Congresswoman Edwards.
I have a motion to make. I move to authorize Speaker Tillman and Second Speaker Stabler to notify the Osage Human Resources Department and Osage Nation membership of the following. The Osage Nation Congress condemns racist thought, speech, and behavior. As elected members of a branch of Osage government, we are all aware of how racism negatively impacts its victims. The legislative branch includes Native Americans and non-Native staff, and it is against all branch policies and is unethical for any person associated with the legislative branch to express himself or herself in any manner that has even the appearance of racism. The Congress has a duty and an obligation to address implicit and explicit racial bias and hostility in the workplace. As such, the Congress requests the Osage Nation Human Resources Director present a plan to the Congress on how to counter such issues, including but not limited to mandatory training, adoption of additional policies, removal of offenders from leadership positions, censure, or any other appropriate action. Congress apologizes to those who have been victims of racist behavior, have seen such behavior exhibited, and vows to ensure it ceases immediately.
Thank you, Congresswoman. There's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm making this motion because I think it's important for this Congress to show support of inclusion and acceptance of people of all races in this legislative branch. And I believe this expresses how we feel as a body about it. So I'm in favor of the motion.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Walker.
That was a rather long motion. Did you, you're asking the Human Resources Department to provide us suggestions on how to police ourselves, basically? Is that what I heard?
I've asked them to present a plan to us on how to counter implicit racial bias and work environment issues, because I think that's where it's appropriately placed. We don't have a Human Resources Department, so I look to them.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
That was a rather long motion, and I don't know without us, I'm not really sure where all that's coming from. I'm confused on that, but I feel certain that the Human Resources Department has that addressed in policy and procedure. So I'm not going to be voting for this, and that doesn't mean that I'm not in agreement with some of the things that were stated, but I believe that it's already addressed in Human Resources.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, is there something that you could do to change the motion to make it more palatable, because I don't think we have any request pending before the Human Resources Department to help us with training on these issues. That's the goal of my motion, is to have Human Resources Department help us train on, I've had training on implicit bias, for example, several times, so I think it would be appropriate for us to have that training.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, then I think that that needs to lie with the Congressional Affairs Committee. That's who works the job descriptions. That's who works the staff. That's who. I don't think this motion is in line with what we need to be doing. I think it's way out of line.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Specifically, does that motion apply to just giving the training to staff, or are you talking about having that training given to congressional members?
The entire legislative branch.
The entire legislative branch.
Congresswoman, continue.
Well, I think when we're all sitting at the table, we can make decisions about that as a whole body, and that it's not just a committee thing. I think it belongs to the whole body on how we want to proceed with these issues. So I'm going to support the motion.
Call for the question.
Vote on call for the question. I need a second.
Second.
All those in favor of call of the question signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Okay, the motion fails. Congresswoman Edwards.
I move that the CEA committee take up the issue that's been presented in the motion at their next regular meeting.
There is a motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? Congressman Walker.
know you're tasking right now the new CA committee's chair to put basically the same motion to ask human resources to come give us training?
To ask them to take up the issue at the next meeting.
The body just voted no. I mean, I think it's the CA's responsibility that they can figure out what's appropriate.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
I agree. I think that this is a first for even us. I think that if a Congress member feels that way, the next scheduled meeting, they can have a discussion with the chair, and they can place it on an agenda, and they can have further discussion about it at that meeting with the representatives that were elected today to sit on Congressional Affairs. So I'll be voting no for this.
Congresswoman Lemon and Congresswoman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I was thrown off by this motion. I had no idea that, and I don't mean any disrespect, Congresswoman Edwards. I would have liked some further discussion on the side to even know that this motion was coming. I'm not for racism in any way, shape, or form. I have myself been a victim of it at times. So I was just wondering if Congresswoman Edwards had put forth the thought further in most places whenever you do some type of training or an assessment first and then some training, a cost is incurred. And so I just was lost with that, with it being the very first motion of it going to the second speaker and speaker going to address the Human Resources Department of Osage Nation. So I was just wondering if there's any thought on, you know, thinking in-house training, or are you thinking, you know, right now I don't have enough and I'm not comfortable enough to vote yes for this. There's just too many questions for me right now.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I believe that there have been racist remarks and remarks this session that have caused people to feel that we're creating an environment that's not conducive to a good work environment. I was looking for a show of support from the Congress that we would try to correct that, even if the perception is not accurate, that we would do what it takes to make sure that we all understand that even though it doesn't seem like that's occurring, that in implicit ways that can happen. And that's what I've learned from the training that I've been involved in from outside and from inside. So I was looking for a show of support because I think that's a good way to counter, as an institution, what seems to maybe seem be complicit. And I wanted to make sure that that was conveyed, that we are not trying to be complicit in that. So I also wanted to give direction to the second speaker and the CA committee about going forward, that we would be committed to going through that process at the suggestion, at the plan, I was asking HR to provide us a plan, and it would be up to CA to carry it out. But I think that's where the knowledge is and the resources are to help us undertake this. So you're right. I don't know that I pass this out and talk to everybody about it. It comes from my heart, and I'm aware of it, and I think that from a legal standpoint, it needs to be addressed, and that was my goal, was to look for some support, and I do believe that the CA committee can address it, but my goal was to get support from the Congress in its endeavor. It's not meant to be, I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but, well, it's been.
I feel like not everyone was caught off guard.
Please be.
If you've been here when it happened, you probably aren't off guard.
I have Congressman Walker, then Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Walker.
Call for the question.
Second.
All those in favor of calling for the question signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're adjourned.